Millions of Americans will never forget one certain moment of their lives. The moment on December 7th, 1941, when that news came from Pearl Harbor. I was sitting quietly at home going over a Lux Radio Theater play when my daughter rushed in from next door to tell me it had happened. If it made such an impression on me, quietly reading a manuscript at home, think what it meant to the crew of a flying fortress when they learned that news a few hours away from Hawaii. It's the story of this crew and their plane, the Mary Ann, that's told tonight in Air Force. Warner Brothers made the motion picture, and it's one of the finest tributes the screen has yet paid to the men of the United States Army Air Forces. Now it's radio's turn, and our cast for Air Force is headed by George Raft and Harry Carey. I think it's only fair to call tonight's play a love story, because when a plane has carried men safely through a rain of death and brought them home again, when they've dared the impossible together and done it, there's something between that plane and its crew that's almost, well, almost akin to love. Celestial navigation takes mathematics, and a member of our production staff, with a mathematical turn of mind, has just calculated the total of all the audiences that have listened to the Lux Radio Theater for the past 9 years. It comes to about 4 times the population of the whole world. He says that 8,160,000,000 listeners have heard these plays which Lux Flakes brings you each Monday night. Just add up how many times you've listened, and you may account for 400 or so yourself. I don't have any figures on how much Lux Flakes it would take to do the washing for 8 billion people. But I do know a good many millions of you must be very happy with it, because the number's going up all the time. Well, it's time for the takeoff, and here's the curtain for the first act of Air Force, starring George Raft as Joe Winocky and Harry Carey as Sergeant White.